Ours to Protect, in association with the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
Wexford FC have appointed Ciara O'Murray as its new sustainability officer. This latest addition to the club underscores their dedication to environmental stewardship and sustainability. With a robust educational background and extensive experience in sustainability initiatives, Ciara brings a wealth of knowledge and passion to her role. We went to Ferrycarrig Park, home of the club, and sat down with Ciara, as well as Chief Marketing Officer with Wexford FC, Scott Gaynor, and some young climate enthusiasts from the community to chat about the importance of sustainability at all levels of community engagement. Ciara started off by telling us a little bit about her new role.
My name is Ciara O'Murray. I'm the newly appointed Wexford FC Sustainability Officer. And a little bit about my role. It's going to involve overseeing and implementing some initiatives that are aimed at reducing Wexford FC's environmental impact.
We asked Ciara what she sees the first 3 months in the role being in overviewing Wexford FC's impact in promoting sustainability.
So some of the initiatives that we have been discussing and that we hope to implement over the coming months, we're looking at reducing the club's single-use plastic use. Possibly we're going to offer some vegan options on match days. We're hoping eventually to start increasing the biodiversity around the park by maybe planting trees or wildflowers. Hopefully in the new stadium, which is going to be built in 4 years' time. Possibly we are looking at collecting rainwater to irrigate the pitch, implement more solar panels. Potentially we might have a living roof on one part of the stadium, plant lots of pollinator-friendly flowers there to encourage insect and wildlife.
Biodiversity is something that's often brought up in Ours to Protect features, so we asked Ciara what that looks like in Ferrycarrig Park.
Going forward for Wexford FC, biodiversity is an area that I'm really passionate about and really interested in, so it's something I really want to push for the club. It's a really important area that we need to protect. So hopefully Wexford FC are going to work towards protecting and enhancing the local environment for wildlife. So hopefully we're going to be pesticide free, limit the use of chemicals around the pitch and the surrounding area, which will help preserve maybe the natural balance of the ecosystem around the new stadium. Some other initiatives include potentially planting trees, pollinator friendly plants, maybe leaving some areas wild for habitat for different insects or different birds or different species that use the area.
We know younger generations are often the ones teaching us about how we can have a positive impact on climate change. So we asked some students in the community about what they see looking into the future plans Wexford FC has for sustainability. Rook McMahon and Megan Kenny-Walsh had some ideas.
Okay, so I think one of the main challenges will be costs, because obviously, unfortunately, a lot of environmentally friendly facilities and cleaner like energy suppliers, they're more expensive. So I think that could be a big challenge for the club. Also, opposing teams and players and people who aren't like as involved in the club coming in and littering, they're not involved in the club, so they might just litter and not participate in the green running of the club.
Maybe like motivation for players. I think that it would be difficult to motivate some people to bring reusable water bottles or to bring home their single-use plastics to recycle them at home.
To finish up, we spoke to Scott Gaynor about their hopes and plans to prioritise sustainability over the next few months, strengthening their commitment to environmental responsibility.
There's been a new regime involved with Wexford FC for the last number of years now, and Tony Doyle has come in as the CEO of the club just over 18 months ago. I mean, we've spoken to Ciara Murray, our sustainability officer, and some of the students obviously in the community involved who aren't fanatic football fans. And Tony Doyle has an acumen, you know, business acumen and background. And so he's looking at the whole club as a business. Yes, we have the football people look after the football, but now we have a commercial team, a marketing team, a football in the community team, now an environmental and sustainability team. And now with Ciara's expertise on board, we have a group of people looking at everything that we do. So from our presentations that we give, our commercial meetings are now digital rather than printing out on folders. We're looking at our match day programs. We offer a digital version. The girls have spoken about some of the challenges. There's still you know, fans coming to stadiums still love a paper copy of a programme. So we're trying to balance that. Our new kit van that we have with the club has a diesel engine, because the infrastructure in the country isn't there for a green and electric car to get around the country and provide kit and food and etc. to the players. So there's a number of challenges, but I think we have a real opportunity as a club now, because we're leaving Ferry Carrick Park in a number of years, as people have said, and we haven't even put a shovel in the ground in the new stadium. So we want to put these structures in place now so that Wexford FC can be one of the greenest clubs in the country, leading the way for sustainability efforts when we move a new stadium, looking at solar panels on our clubhouse, looking at living roofs on stadiums that we don't have in this country, looking at our biodiversity and our wildflowers, etc. So it's an exciting time for the club, and we need to be doing, you know, proper work in the community. We have a full-time footballer in the community, a social responsibility officer, Mark Ross, and he's leading this initiative to, you know, have Wexford FC doing good work in all sorts of areas, and obviously in this focus, it's for the environment. So what can we do?
Ours to Protect, in association with the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ours2protect.ie for more information.